All right. Welcome everybody to the Smoke Break Podcast. Listen, it's been a whole year and some change. Oh man, coronavirus has taken over, but we don't have to talk about that right now. We'll get into that another time, maybe a little bit in this interview here. I got something exciting that I want to go ahead and get into right away. On the line with me, I have Derek Johnson, and a lot of you may not know him yet. But I promise you, after this interview, you're gonna want to know him and get to know a little bit more about what he does. This interview is going to be exciting because during this period of time that we've had in the last year, we have entrepreneurs who have grown to another level of success, and they've done that in the middle of a storm. And we're going to be showcasing a lot of those entrepreneurs here on the show and having conversations and getting a few of the jewels from them so we can, you know, move about in our lives and maybe apply some of those same techniques to help us get some of the same successful results. So, you know, without further ado, let's go ahead and bring Derek Johnson on and get the show started. Derek, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good to be here.
All right. Good to have you here, man. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a huge fan. We talked a little bit before, you know, having this interview here. I'm a huge fan of your work. I'm a huge fan of everything that you're doing, man. You know, you have a website running. You have marketing things running. You have it's just so much you have going on. And what I don't want to do is I don't want to step on, you know, you're a man with a bunch of bags, right? You have a lot going on. So I don't want to step on your toes. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what you do and how you classify that?
Yeah, so the main kind of source of my income is from software as a service. And basically what I do is sell people a username and password, and they pay me monthly for access to those software products. But really that comes down to finding a pain point of, you know, someone has a problem that they need solved, and we have software solutions that will actually solve that problem for people.
Okay. I like that. And in the industry, being in the software industry, especially in a time like this when everybody is now at home and everybody's working from, you know, some kind of digital device, you know, the amount of potential clients that you would have, you know, had, that must have, has that number kind of skyrocketed through this last year?
Yeah, I would say software, the software space was already growing at a pretty good clip, more than 10% per year. Mm-hmm. But you see companies like Zoom, that's software as a service. Everybody needs to now meet digitally because the offices are cleared out due to coronavirus. So companies like Zoom, those types of software that bring people together or solve a problem have really just taken off. And we've been able to see that as well with our results. Everybody's working from home or trying to find ways to save time, make more money, stuff like that.
Yes, absolutely. Now, how did you, you know, this industry that you're in, it happens to be a very, you know, unique kind of industry, a niche kind of industry. It's becoming more mainstream now, but how did you come about getting into this industry? Have you been in this industry, you know, for the last 20 years of your life? Did you go to college? I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm relatively new to the space, actually. I worked in a factory for 10 years as a CNC machinist.
Oh, wow.
You know, I was lifting heavy parts, you know, going through third shift, working 12-hour nights, getting coolant and oil all over me. I was making good money, you know, bringing home 60K a year, had 401K, good match, 100% covered health insurance, stuff like that. But I just hated the job, never had time for my family, couldn't sleep at home with my wife. So I was really looking for a way to actually get out of that job for the longest time. And, you know, so I started studying. First, I found real estate. So I picked up Rich Dad, Poor Dad, like a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. I got into real estate investing, We started buying rental properties, and that got our cash flow up to the point where I was like, you know what? I could probably take a less paying job that's better for our actual life, because that's what we got to live. And then, my company had a program where they paid for 2/3 of our tuition, and I took advantage of that. So after work, you know, working 12-hour nights, I went back to school, got my degree in accounting, and became a corporate accountant in 2019. And from that point, I thought I would be good. I got the first shift, you know, 40 hours. I was making a little less, actually, than a factory worker, which is crazy that you can, you know, get a bachelor's degree and make less money than someone in a factory job.
So you were making less than you were making at the as a CNC machinist?
Yep. I worked for a great company, John Deere. They're a global manufacturer. So it's a great company to work for on the wage and salary side. So I knew I'd be taking a hit, but I knew I wanted, like, a better job, better career.
Yeah. Absolutely. I get it. Definitely understand. And so how where's the transition point, though, from, you know, the factory and then the real estate? And like I said, you had so many things going on, and this is the – you know, the evidence of a full life and a full spectrum of different, you know, experiences that you had to go through. But from a machinist to real estate to accounting, how did this, at what point did you make the leap and say marketing? And then, you know, I look at your timeline now and it's all about the funnels. How did you get to the funnels?
Yeah, so I was working, you know, in my corporate accounting job, and I thought I had, you know, made it or whatever, but it turns out that's just another, I mean, grind. It's a different kind of grind, but it was mentally draining. I would come home with, like, tension headaches. We had high turnover. I got into a team with, like, 5 other people, and over the course of a year, everyone had left, even the team manager. And I had taken on more and more responsibilities. So I was like, this still isn't it, right?
And I'm sure at the same level of pay.
Right, and I was making less, taking on more responsibilities. Same thing that happens at every job, really. They're going to squeeze you as much as they can.
Yeah.
So basically, I wanted to start my own accounting firm at that point. I was like, I can probably do better for myself than this. So I started getting into a Facebook group called Entrepreneurial Accountant. And how I got in there was through a funnel. So that was
How about that? That is interesting. I never knew that. Okay.
Yep. So the group owner is called Ben Brown. He still runs this group today. It's massive now.
Yeah.
When I got in there, there was only about 300 members. So I was like really ground floor of this group that he was growing. How I got in there is he was advertising a free accounting document vault. So it was his lead magnet that I would come to know. But I wasn't familiar with any of that at this point. What he was offering was all the documents you need to run your accounting firm. So contracts, you know, all those types of things. And that was his lead magnet to get into his group. And in his group, he was basically giving people free training and coaching of how to grow your accounting firm. Hmm. And then he would sell a course called, trying to think of the name of it, $1 Million Firms was the course.
Hmm.
And this course was $9.97, and it would teach you how to actually attract and basically funnel in high-paying accounting clients.
Wow.
His course, he was helping people on LinkedIn, use automation, run Facebook ads, stuff like this. And I watched him, sat back and watched for a while, and I got more interested in the marketing than actually the accounting side. So I was like, man, this is cool. how he brought people in here. Now he's built up this massive following. It went from 3,000 to 6,000 to I think there's 10,000 people in that group now. So he's got a steady pipeline of people. Yeah. And he doubled his course price at the end of December before the next year and made 70,000 in course sales that 1 month. So that really just blew my mind.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, that's insane. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's like that was more than my salary ever was.
Yeah.
In 1 month.
1 month. That is insane, man. That is incredible. But that just goes to show the power of leveraging multiple systems and using automation, and how that can really dramatically change, you know, the trajectory of your life from being a 9-to-5 employee to actually having like a small machine running for you all the time, generating money.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this, you know, from what I'm seeing here, a lot of these things, a lot of the experiences you've had, whether it's the CNC machinist, the real estate, accounting, all of this seems to have, you know, overhead of some sort, right? So with that being said, it all comes as a job, you know, in some form or fashion.
Right. Real estate was the closest to not being that, but it was still that.
But it was still that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So with that being said, now what you're doing with your marketing company, Tri Johnson Marketing Solutions, what you're doing with your company, that's your entrepreneur side coming out there. Now, I want to know, in transitioning from that kind of format of, you know, having some kind of overhead or oversight, and kind of having a game plan, a manual set out before you as far as this is what you need to accomplish on a daily basis, to moving into a full entrepreneur, owning your own business, owning your own day, and being consistently successful at that, what are some of the barriers you faced in that transition?
Yeah, so that's probably the hardest thing is working for yourself, is you have to kind of schedule your time, and there's not that built-in structure like a corporate structure would have. But the initial grind to get out of that corporate structure is what really powered my system building in the beginning. So I was able to benefit from that when I transitioned, because I had limited time, right? I still had to work the 40 hours at my accounting job and kind of grow this thing on the side. But I knew what I was growing on the side, as you mentioned, didn't have those same characteristics like a job. There was no throughput. I could build a funnel and run people through it. And at the end of the funnel, they could sign up for software, and all that stuff could be automated 100%. And basically, I would only need to talk to them if they either had an issue or wanted to cancel. And over time, I would just continue to plug the holes in the bucket where people were having problems. So the funnel gets stronger and stronger. And that was just my goal, is to be able to free myself from being tied with my time to anything.
Love that. Love that. That is excellent. And so what I do notice is the very first thing you said, and what I believe the key word out of everything you just said is time management.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I would full, you know, as a fellow entrepreneur myself, I would 100% agree with that. Time management is key. And those who operate at a higher level of you know, efficiency, they have the best time management skills. So let me ask you this, kind of, you know, spinning off of the time management. A lot of people can't get that time management portion correct because their motivations may be a little bit different or skewed, or their aspirations throughout the day may, you know, change. What is one thing that motivates you to continually excel on a daily basis, and why?
I think the big driving factor was I just wanted freedom. So I wanted the freedom to choose to spend the day with my daughter or work on a project that I'm passionate about. And that was my goal, from getting out of the factory to going to real estate to trying to do accounting. Everything has been kind of the pursuit of freedom, of not being under someone's thumb who's really not any smarter than me, telling me what I need to do with my time.
I love that.
You know,
I love that. I love that you actually have, that's organic, man. That's super organic. You actually had an organic desire for freedom, and all of this is based out of that organic yearning for freedom to say, hey, what can I do, even if it's just a little bit on the side, to eventually grow it into that freedom that I desire to live my life by. You implemented that strategy. You're on that road right now in that strategy. You're creating, you're hitting new benchmarks and goals every day. So I see that on your timeline. And man, I like I said, you know, before, hats off to you. I'm really excited for your journey and what you're doing. You know, what's next for you? What's next on your agenda? What do you have going on right now with your business?
Yeah, so I'm building more assets, right? So I just launched a brand, Legendary Leads, and that's going to be doing kind of digital marketing services for clients as well.
Okay.
And I just want to grow that on the side, kind of apart from my personal brand. So that's something I could build a team around, and kind of scale that up a little bit. I'm also, you know, I focus on content a lot, because that's how I get a lot of clients and software subscribers. So just organic marketing on Facebook. I do YouTube videos once a week or more. I'm also doing the 3-day leads challenge, which we talked about a little bit earlier, kind of showing people behind the scenes of what I'm doing. And the cool thing about something like that is they see it, they see how it works for me, and then they can also use the same software, which I am actually promoting, to get those same results. So it's like a win-win.
They for everybody.
Yeah. They get the strategy, they get the tools, and then they can go out and get similar results.
And you're actually teaching this through the 3-day leads challenge?
Yep. So we're starting this Wednesday, tomorrow. It's going to be kind of an hour of live training, and then we'll do some Q&A. I'd like to get some people up with specific niches and do some examples to show them how to find those people, how to connect with them on autopilot, and really just start growing out their marketing without spending a lot of money or wasting a lot of time, because that's the big thing, is trying to figure that out with all the other stuff you got going on with running a business.
Okay. What, you know, I know at the time that this will actually be, you know, airing to other people, that it may be a little bit after that, but just so I can know, because I think I'm going to hop on there and, you know, participate in that. What time will that be?
Yeah, so we're going to be starting at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Okay.
At the same time every day, just live in the Facebook group. I'll probably give people some assignments, hopefully get some people involved in actually implementing this during the challenge.
My
goal by the end of the challenge is people will have the system set up, you know, so they can push a button in the morning, do lead generation in the background. Leads come in. We have a full CRM and sales pipeline system set up for them. They can manage a lot easier than just a normal Facebook Messenger conversation where stuff gets lost. So
absolutely. Yeah, I think Listen, I'm going to absolutely be on this. This is the 3-day leads challenge, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be on that tomorrow. I actually absolutely want to see that. And this is going to be on. This is going to be live. So put that on there. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to make sure that I promote that and get that out there. You know, I'm going to have this out in the morning. So anybody that's listening to this, okay, this is Wednesday, March 17th. You know, so make sure at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, March 17th, that you're checking out Derek Johnson of TryJohnson.com, of Try Johnson Marketing Solutions, and also Chirply. And make sure you're checking out his 3-day leads challenge. He has a lot going on there. You're going to be able to, like Derek just said, you're going to be able to learn kind of a sneak peek of all the systems that he uses to kind of automate what he's doing and what he's been able to successfully do in replacing his 40-hour week job. So with that being said, Derek, you know, you've accomplished what a lot of people, they just, they won't accomplish. Some people, you know, don't want to do it. Some people won't do it. And some people are actually genuinely trying. So for those people that are genuinely trying and they're kind of stuck, maybe facing some analysis paralysis, what would you recommend for those people to kind of give them a little nugget of advice on their entrepreneurial journey, you know, just to make sure that they understand that they don't have to give up. What can you provide for them? Because I know it wasn't always easy. And, you know, there has to be something that kept you holding on. What can you say for those people?
Yeah, so it's never easy, but you got to look at the alternative. And for me, that drive for freedom was just so much greater than anything that I was not going to let it stop me or hold me back. So I would take an inch whenever I could get an inch to try to get to that mile. I think if people take action every day, even if it's one little thing that's moving you forward, you do that 365 days a year, I mean, you're going to end up so much farther ahead than you can even imagine for yourself. Number two, get around people that are like-minded. Find people like mentors, coaches, or even just peers that are going through the same thing, that have the same goals and ambitions. And that just really inspires you as well to see what's possible. So those two things, don't get stuck on trying to be perfect, launch imperfectly, get stuff out there, put in the work, and each time you reiterate, it'll be better and better until you,
right,
you know, where you want to be.
Absolutely. I love that, man. I love that. And launch imperfectly. Earlier in the conversation, you said something that kind of stuck out. I didn't say it then, but I'll say it now. It's, you said, plug the barrel, you know, along the way. So, you know, that analogy fits perfectly. And yeah, that's how it has to be sometimes to avoid that analysis paralysis. You don't want to get stuck in one place. You don't want to become stagnant. You have to do little bits, incremental, every day. And then 365 days, man, you said it perfectly. You'll be so much further than you'll even realize.
Yeah.
Man.
And then celebrate your wins, too. You got to celebrate even the small wins to let you know you're on the right path, for sure.
Absolutely. And I'm sure when you say celebrate your wins, you know, just real quick, what are some things that you may do to celebrate your wins? Do you celebrate them with family, the kids? I mean, how does that all work out for you?
It's more of an internal thing.
Okay.
Like an internal, like, yes, I'm doing something. I accomplished that. Like when I made my first $100 online, first off, that's a light bulb moment. But it's also like, wow, if you can make 100 online, you can make 1,000. If you can make 1,000, you can make 10,000. So it's like, it's more about like the joy of you accomplished what you set out to do for me. It's not like a go spend a bunch of money or even go out to dinner. It could be that for you if that's what motivates you. Absolutely,
yeah,
do that. But whatever that is for you, just make sure you celebrate.
Man, that's good information right there. Great advice. Whatever makes you happy, and as long as it's something that's legal and, you know, good, but whatever makes you happy and you know, just enjoy that as a way to celebrate. And it's just the psychology behind, you know, that celebration and celebrating accomplishments. So I appreciate that, brother. I really appreciate your perspective today on your growth, you know, as an entrepreneur and just what you've added to this space for all of us, you know, fellow entrepreneurs. I want to thank you on behalf of everybody. I want to thank you on behalf of the Smoke Break podcast and coming on my show and actually giving a great interview and dropping some jewels like this, man. Before we get out of here, can you do me one favor? I know that I'm going to get messages about how to find you and how to link up with you. Can you kind of drop us your contact info so we can get in contact with you?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll give you my socials too, and you can link those up.
Okay.
It's best to find me on Facebook or YouTube.
Okay.
You can search for Derek Johnson on Facebook or YouTube. I just go under my regular name. My site is tryjohnson.com. That's TRIJOHNSON.com. If people go there, they can actually jump into the marketing automation toolkit. So I start them off with some really solid software that will actually benefit them greatly if they implement it, and some training as well. So that's a good place to start to get in contact with me. Other than that, feel free to reach out wherever you see me. If you're making moves, if you're an entrepreneur, I'd love to support what you're doing. I love the smoke break too. So appreciate you asking me on the show.
Oh, man, not a problem at all. Hey, listen, guys, everybody, make sure you're checking out Derek Johnson. That's D-E-R-E-K Johnson, tryjohnson.com, T-R-I-J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. Thank you again, brother, for coming on the show. That's going to be it for the Smoke Break podcast. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe. Make sure you get this podcast out there to everybody. Let them know how awesome the Smoke Break is. And until the next time, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye now.